It's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Gospel Trail. The great Dolly Parton with the Church in the Wildwood, and Dolly is in the Gospel Trail spotlight today. Her real name is Dolly Rebecca Parton, and she was born on January the 19th, 1946, in Sevier County, Tennessee. The opening number, The Church in the Wildwood, is from her 1999 CD, Precious Memories. Dolly is the fourth of 12 children, and she described her family as dirt poor, and her father paid the doctor that delivered her with a bag of cornmeal. They lived in a one-room cabin on Locust Ridge, just north of the Greenbrier Valley of the Great Smoky Mountains, mainly a Pentecostal area. And Dolly began performing as a child, and by age 10, she was appearing on radio and television in the Knoxville, Tennessee area. At age 13, she recorded her first single and also appeared on the Grand Ole Opry. And the day after she graduated from high school in 1964, she moved to Nashville. She was first known as a songwriter, writing hits for Hank Williams Jr., Kitty Wells, Skeeter Davis, and Bill Phillips. She signed with Monument Records, and they pitched her as a pop singer. A few singles were released with no success. Dolly wanted to record country, but the label said no. She wrote Put It Off Until Tomorrow for country artist Bill Phillips, and that reached number 6. And finally, Monument Records relented, and she recorded Dumb Blonde, a song Dolly did not write. And that made it to number 24 in the charts, and a limited amount of success for Dolly Parton was just around the corner. Here's the great Miss Dolly Parton with The Wayfaring Stranger and Hold Fast to the Right.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this land of woe. There'll be no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright land to which I'll go. Going there to meet my Savior. Going there
that
Dolly Parton with Hold Fast to the Right and The Wayfaring Stranger. Dolly recorded Hold Fast to the Right live at Dollywood in 1994. And the song was written by James D. Vaughan, the same man that wrote, If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again, and I Need the Prayers of Those I Love, and The Old Country Church. You also heard Dolly with The Wayfaring Stranger. The Wayfaring Stranger is a traditional folk song of unknown origin. It's been traced as far back as 1780, and it possibly could be an African-American spiritual, but nobody knows for sure. Burl Ives had a popular folk song recording of it in the 1940s. George Longard is next with one titled, If Jesus Came to Your House. Porter Wagner and Red Savine also recorded this one. Here's George Longard.
What if Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two? If he came unexpected, just dropped in on you, I know you'd give the nicest room to such an honored guest, and the food you would serve him would surely be your best. And you would keep assuring him you're so glad to have him there, that serving him in your home is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Maybe you'd have to change your clothes before you let him in, or run and hide some magazines and put the Bible where they've been. Would you turn off your radio and hope he hadn't heard, and wish you hadn't uttered that last loud nasty word? And would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus just walk right in, or would you rush about? And I wonder if the Savior came to spend a day or two, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying all the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? And would your family conversation keep up its usual pace? Or would you find it hard each meal to say the table grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you read, and let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? And would you take Jesus with you everywhere you plan to go? Or maybe would you change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends, or hope that they would just stay away until his visit ends? And would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he had finally gone? Oh, it might be interesting, my friend, to know the things you would do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you. Yes, if Jesus came to your house, I wonder what you'd do.
George Longard with a great version, If Jesus Came to Your House. In 1967, Porter Wagoner offered Dolly Parton a regular spot on his weekly television show, one of the most popular shows of its time. Porter already had a really good female vocalist, Pretty Miss Norma Jean, and most people thought that Dolly Parton was the reason why Norma Jean left the Porter Wagoner television show. Not so. She left because she moved to another state and got married. Porter convinced his label, RCA Victor Records, to sign Dolly to a contract, and RCA weren't convinced. In order to protect their investment, Dolly's first recording was a duet with Porter Wagoner. The Last Thing on My Mind made it to number 10. This would be the beginning of a 6-year streak of uninterrupted top 10 duets by Dolly and Porter. From 1968 to 1980, they duetted on 13 albums. In 1968, Dolly's first solo release with RCA was Just Because I'm a Woman, and that reached number 17. And Porter Wagoner had a big stake in Dolly's career, but as a solo artist, nothing big was happening for Dolly, and both Dolly and Porter were frustrated with her lack of success. And Porter convinced Dolly, just as a joke, to record Jimmy Rogers' song, The Mule Skinner Blues. It was a long shot, but it made it to number 3 on the country music charts. Then in 1971, Joshua would be Dolly's very first number 1 single, her first of 26 number 1 songs. Here's a couple more songs by our featured artist, the great Miss Dolly Parton, with The Mystery of the Mystery, followed by When the Roll is Called Up Yonder.
There are so many things that I don't understand, and I search my mind to try to find an answer. But the more I seem to find out why, like where the wind goes, how does life begin, what happens when we die. The mystery of the mystery must stay unknown. Only God can know, and man must not see. Great minds have tried, but they will not find the answer to the mystery of the mystery. Man will seek the mystic realms of the mystery, but the silent halls reveal not a sound. Many men will give their lives just to try to find the answer to a mystery in their mind. The mystery of the mystery must stay unknown. Only God can know, and man must not see. Great minds have tried, but they answer to the mystery of the mystery.
Friends, our web address has changed. It's now tantramarfm.ca. Again, friends, our web address has changed. It's tantramarfm.ca. And a big thanks to our sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. You can catch me Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and again Monday evenings at 6 p.m. You can also connect to the Gospel Trail with any device. We are Tantramar Community Radio, right here, friends, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved on earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, setting sun, let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder,
the unmistakable voice of Dolly Parton with When the Roll is Called Up Yonder and the Mystery of the Mystery. Bev Chevery is next with The Family Bible. And after Bev, you'll hear a song by Hank Williams, From Jerusalem to Jericho. Here's Bev Chevery from Halifax with The Family Bible.
The family Bible on the table. Its pages torn and hard to read. But the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. The end of day when work was over, and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read, and I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. The world of ours is full of trouble, This old world would oh so better be if we'd find more Bibles on the tables and Mother singing Rock of Ages cleft for me. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read, and I can hear my mama softly singing Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages cleft for me. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages cleft for me.
From Jerusalem to Jericho, along that lonely road, a certain man was set upon and robbed of all his load. They stripped him and they beat him, and they left him there for dead. Who was it then that came along and bit his aching head? Tell me who. Kind and true. From Jerusalem to Jericho, we're traveling every day, and many are the fallen ones that lie along the way. From Jerusalem to Jericho, a certain priest came by. He heard the poor man calling, but he could not heed his cry. Him and quickly walked away. Who was it then that came along and ministered that day? Tell me who. Tell me who. Tell me who was his neighbor kind and true. From Jerusalem to Jericho, we're traveling. Traveling every day, and many are the fallen ones that lie along the way. They seem despised, rejected, but no matter what they've been, when everyone casts them out, then Jesus takes them in. Tell me who. Tell me.
the great Hank Williams with an unreleased version of From Jerusalem to Jericho. And you also heard a great vocalist, Bev Chevery, with The Family Bible. And back to Dolly Parton. In April of 1974, Dolly and Porter performed their last duet concert together. Although she split from the Porter-Wagner organization, Porter-Wagner would go on to produce her recordings for the next year and a half. She wrote, "I Will Always Love You," about her professional break for Porter-Wagner. From 1976 to 1986, Dolly began branching out into pop music. And Dolly's albums were now aimed at pop crossover markets. A much different Dolly Parton sound was emerging in the pop crossover songs. Songs like My Girl, Higher and Higher, Light of a Clear Blue Morning, Here You Come Again, Two Doors Down, 9 to 5, Old Flames Can't Hold a Candle to You, and at the same time, all the crossover hits were topping the country music charts as well. Pop duets with Kenny Rogers and others followed. Her records were still selling well, but apparently not well enough, because in 1987, RCA Records did not renew her contract. The next year, Dolly signed with Columbia Records, and along with Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt, they released an album titled Trio. Trio sold several million copies, and as is usually the case, Dolly returned to her country roots. Duets would follow with Ricky Van Shelton and Vince Gill, and the awards started coming nonstop. Here's a couple more by Dolly Parton. Hello God is followed by Heaven's Just a Prayer Away.
Hello God, are you out there? Can you hear me? Are you listening anymore? Hello God, if we're still on speaking terms, can you help me like before? I've questioned your existence, my resistance leaves me cold. Can you help me go the distance? Hello, God. Hello, hello. This old world has gone to pieces. Can we fix it? Is there time? Hate and violence just increases. We're so selfish, cruel and blind. We fight and kill each other in your name, defending you. Do you love some more than others? We're so lost and confused. Hello, God, are you out there? Can you hear us? Are you listening anymore? Hello, God, if we're still on speaking time. This is no way to be living.
if you're trying to reach heaven. You talk to Jesus, you talk to him every day. He knows that you are coming, and heaven's just a prayer away.
Dolly Parton with two in a row, Heaven's Just a Prayer Away, and Hello God. And Hello God is from her 2002 CD, Halos and Horns, her first of three bluegrass albums. The Spinney Brothers are coming up with I Want to Walk Like Jesus, and that's from their 2014 Mountain Fever Records CD, Tried and True. But just before the Spinney Brothers, it's a song by me. Here's my version of a classic song by Chickie Williams and Hank Williams. I hope you like it, friends. One titled, Beyond the Sunset. Should you go first and I remain to walk the road alone? I'll live in memory's garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring I'll wait for roses red, when fades the lilacs blue. And in early fall when brown leaves call, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first and I remain for battles to be fought, each thing you've touched along the way will be a hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice, I'll see your smile, though blindly I may grope. The memory of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Beyond the sunset, oh blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun. Earth's toiling ended, all glory dawning. Beyond the sunset, when day is done. Should you go first and I remain to finish with the scroll, No lessening shadow shall ever creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much of happiness, we've had our cup of joy, and memory is one gift of God that death cannot destroy. I want to know each step you take that I may take the same, for someday down that lonely road you'll hear me call your name. Should you go first and I remain, one thing I'll have you do: walk slowly down that long, long path, for soon I'll follow you. In that fair homeland, we'll know no parting. Beyond the sunset, forevermore. Friends, our web address has changed. It's now tantramarfm.ca. Again, friends, our web address has changed. It's tantramarfm.ca. And a big thanks to our sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. You can catch me Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and again Monday evenings at 6 p.m. You can also connect to the Gospel Trail with any device. We are Tantramar Community Radio, right here, friends, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
I want to be with Jesus in that mansion in the sky.
I want to walk with Jesus. I want to hold his hand. I want to walk with Jesus. Let him lead me to the promised land. Savior, and be the first to sit on his throne.
I want to walk with Jesus. I want to hold his hand. I want to walk with Jesus. Let him lead me to the promised land.
Finally over, I'll look for my Savior's hand to take me and keep me to that place not made by man.
I want to walk with Jesus. I want to hold his hand. I want to walk with Jesus. Let him lead me to the promised land.
Our own Spinney Brothers from right here in Nova Scotia with a number that most likely got you in the foot-tapping mood. I want to walk like Jesus. You also heard me with Beyond the Sunset. The late Con Archer recorded the best versions I've ever heard of Happy Anniversary and One More Valley. Con Archer was born in Quebec, and he was raised in Orillia, Ontario. He died suddenly in 1988 at age 46 of a heart attack. Here's the late Con Archer with Redemption Draweth Nigh.
Years of time have come and gone since I first heard it told how Jesus would come again someday. In fact, then it seems so real, then I just can't help but feel how much closer His coming is today.
Revivals and camp meetings went for weeks. Folks came from all around to hear him preach. Daddy said, if one is saved, it's worth it all. But the aisles were always filled at altar call.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Daddy worked for God but asked no pay.
for he believed that God provides a way.
We never had a lot, but we got by.
I guess it's 'cause the Lord was on my daddy's side. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful...
Dolly and Porter with Daddy Was an Old-Time Preacher Man, and Con Archer with Redemption Draweth Nigh. And to Roger Steele from Borden, Prince Edward Island, thanks for listening to the Gospel Trail. I sure enjoyed our chat the other day. And I know you like George Jones. Who doesn't? Here's a song for you by the Possum. This one is rare. It's called Swoop Down, Sweet Jesus.
Well, won't you
swoop down, sweet Jesus, and put a hold on me. The devil's got me all tied up, and he just won't set me free. I've been all jumped up in a honky-tonk at the bottom of misery. So won't you swoop down, sweet Jesus, and put a hold on me. Oh, well, I know what you done for old Daniel when he was down in the lion's den. And I heard about the time that you split the water and you saved 10,000 men. And I've read a lot of stories and I've seen a lot of pictures of you walking on the deep blue sea. So won't you swoop down, sweet Jesus, and put a hold on me. Well, won't you swoop down, sweet Jesus, and put a hold on me. The devil's got me all tied up and he just won't set me free. I've been all jumped up in a honky-tonk at the bottom of misery. So won't you swoop down, sweet Jesus, and put a hold on me. Been walking long since midnight with a bottle and a heavy mind. As I looked up, the first thing I saw was a flashing neon sign. But I read it again and I smiled at myself when it flashed on Jesus Saves. The Salvation Army rescued me, so I want to thank you for a brand new day. Oh, well, I want you swoop down, sweet Jesus, and put a hold on me. The devil's got me all tied up and it just won't set me free. I've been all jumped up in a honky-tonk at the bottom of misery. So won't you swoop down, sweet Jesus, and put a hold on me. Swoop down, sweet Jesus, put a hold on me. The devil.
Everybody's favorite there, George Jones with Swoop Down, Sweet Jesus. That was for Roger Steele from Borden, Prince Edward Island. Dolly Parton is a member of 13 Music Halls of Fame, and they include Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame, 2 Gospel Halls of Fame, 2 Songwriters Halls of Fame, and she has 2 songs in the Grammy Hall of Fame. She released 70 albums and 184 compilation albums. She starred in 12 films, and in 1966, Dolly married Carl Thomas Dean. Dolly and Carl renewed their wedding vows on their 50th wedding anniversary. They have no children, but Dolly is godmother to Miley Cyrus. Dolly Parton is one of the most awarded and honored female artists of all time. She had 26 number one songs, 110 career charted singles, and 42 career top 10 albums. And Dolly has sold over 100 million albums to date, and she's been nominated for 46 Grammys, winning 8. My friend Bob Gardner took a lot of professional photos of Dolly Parton. Well, friends, I've run out of time, and I hope you enjoyed the Gospel Trail today. Once again, friends, here's the great Miss Dolly Parton to take us home with Old Time Religion.
Old Time Religion.
give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, and it's good enough for me. Makes you love everybody, makes you love everybody, makes you love everybody, and it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, and it's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven, it will take us all to heaven, it will take us all to heaven, and that's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, and it's good enough for me.
It's been a pleasure, and thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you haven't heard in some time. I'm Peter Trenum, and it looks like that old clock has caught us, so if the good Lord's willing, we'll be with you before long. Friends, look after yourselves, stay safe, God bless you all, and until next time.